Mark Daniels, WNFL Radio Green Bay, joining us on the fan line. And, Mark, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
Hey, good to be back with you guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. We were at Vikings training camp for a couple of days last week. What's been training camp been like for the Packers so far here these last 2 weeks?
It's been pretty smooth. Not much really to write home about, but I think that's how Mike McCarthy would prefer it. They've got their installations all in, and now today they just started really cranking out really a regular season kind of routine, even though their first preseason game is coming up Saturday night. But they start practicing and looking at cards and setting up Tennessee's formations and things like that, and start working against what they will see in the upcoming game. They want to get a couple of weeks of this done as they tune up for that huge opener to kick off the NFL season on September 4th in Seattle. So the camp's been smooth. It's just nice seeing Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews practicing. Julius Peppers looks very energized. He's playing with a smile on his face. Certainly does not look like a 13-year veteran, 34-year-old guy. I think he's kind of energized by the change of scenery from Chicago to Green Bay, and he's going to be a guy that the Packers are going to feature a lot with this defense. So far, so good. Although today they did have an injury of note, not a starter, but a guy who started last year for Brian Bulaga, the Iowa Hawkeye, went down in their preseason family night scrimmage with a torn ACL, missed all of last year. Don Barclay started at right tackle. He's played a couple of different positions for the Packers over the years. He's really the key swing guy. If you have a sixth man on the offensive line, he's it, because he can play a variety of positions. Mm-hmm. He got locked up in a blitz drill and was in an awkward position, had to be carted off. All we know right now is a knee injury. We'll probably find out a little bit more either later tonight or tomorrow. But that would hurt, because they don't have a guy that can play as many different positions up front as he can.
How about the tight end position? I know JerMichael Finley had the neck injury last year, not back in camp. But I was excited to see the undrafted, I think he was an undrafted rookie coming in, but Colt, what happened to him yesterday?
Colt Loyola got hurt in their family night practice on Saturday night at Lambeau Field, a workout that had just a paltry 67,000 fans in attendance.
That's it?
At Lambeau Field on Saturday night. It was just a beautiful night. It was, for the first time in years, they did not do live tackling or full scrimmage. They just wanted to continue the installation process and run it as a normal practice, if that's possible, in that situation. But it was still good to get into the stadium and work. But anyway, Loyola caught a little swing pass out in the flat, and he hasn't caught many in camp now, but he was really jacked up and full of adrenaline. Mm-hmm. Turned the corner and headed upfield, and a defensive back was coming in a little low, and Loyola tried to hurdle him, and he landed awkwardly, and he's got a knee injury that's going to keep him out, we learned today, weeks. So his chances, I don't think, were real good to make this club. Almost impossible now if he even comes back before the preseason is over. He might be an IR candidate, or if he comes back healthy, could get released and maybe work his way onto the practice squad. But getting in the mix of the three or four tight ends the Packers are going to deploy this year, I think he would have been hard-pressed to do that. Remember, he quit the Ducks football team early last year. He's had all kinds of issues out there in Eugene and really hadn't played. So he was just kind of rounding himself back into football form after that long of a layoff. It was coming, but not real fast, to tell you the truth. So maybe getting hurt might have been the best thing for him to just stick around for a while.
He's Mark Daniels, WNFL in Green Bay, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. What position is still up for grabs for the Packers on either side of the ball?
Well, you mentioned the tight end position. No, JerMichael Finley, a guy that was a prominent feature in this offense. He was a matchup nightmare for a lot of teams. Can run safeties deep. He certainly had the skill to take care of linebackers in coverage. So, but his neck injury and fusion surgery, I just don't think is going to be medically cleared by the Packers medical staff. Finley said his doctors say he's cleared and should be able to resume his career, but I just don't know if there's going to be an NFL team that's going to do it in the C3, C4 fusion. That's way up there in the neck, and, we just saw the kid Wilson from the Giants. We had Jonathan Franklin, a first-year running back for the Packers. Their careers are over before they're 24 with not much difference in injury. So anyway, Finley's not going to be back with the Packers. I don't think there's much question about that. And they need a tight end. They have Andrew Corliss back, Penn State guy. Hasn't really done a whole lot. Brandon Bostic is a big kind of target, but he's been struggling at times. They have a tight end du jour. Every day, someone different steps up. Ryan Taylor is a returning veteran, but it's more of a special team standout. Here's the name to watch, Richard Rodgers. He was a mid-round draft choice out of Cal that split wide under Jeff Tedford's system last year and really runs like a receiver. Whether he's got enough in his butt to block people in line remains to be seen, and they really haven't done a whole lot with him there. But he's an interesting prospect, and he's flashed, and I think he's going to find a way to get on the field early in his career.
So you're telling us to watch a Rodgers that played for Tedford. I think the Rodgers that they've had under Jeff Tedford has worked out so far. How about
too bad, has it?
No, not at all. How about Clinton Dix? How has he looked? Because I know that was a big point of concern for the Packers last year.
They tried two safeties last year, opposite Morgan Burnett. They both fizzled. The fourth-round pick, Jerron McMillan, was cut midseason. They didn't even bother to bring M.D. Jennings back. His biggest claim to fame was the simultaneous catch in Seattle a couple years ago for the replacement refs. And so they drafted Haha Clinton Dix to get him on the field, and I think he will find his way onto the field, but not necessarily in the base defense with just four defensive backs. You've got Burnett, although he's slowed a little bit by an ankle injury this week in camp. He'll be fine. And Micah Hyde, a draft choice from Iowa last year, who really, exceeded expectations, is really working as the other number one safety. But Dix is getting first-team reps now with Burnett out this week, so he's obviously in the mix, but I think he's still rather raw, and it's going to take some time. The communication process at this level is far different. Granted, it's the SEC, and he was a very valuable member of that Alabama Crimson Tide defense, but he's a work in progress. I wouldn't think we'd see significant player contributions from him till a month, maybe 6 weeks into the season, but I think the upside is certainly there.
All right, preseason games start this weekend there, Mark. Which player, if we're watching any Packer games here the first couple of weeks of the season, which guy should we be looking for? Who's going to get more reps than the starters, some guy that could be playing a lot for you guys?
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see, let's say, DeJuan Harris, the running back, another guy who missed almost all of last season. Going into camp last year, he was the number one back. And then this kid named Eddie Lacy just happened on and really took the bull by the horns, yeah. And Lacy's going to be a dominant back. But James Starks was a good change of pace, but Harris is a guy that's kind of interesting. He's very short, explosive. They see him on kickoff returns, and he may be just a situational back, but he's itching to get back, and I think he's going to have an impact in this offense. Guy on defense, another Iowa Hawkeye from near neck of the woods, sort of, is Mike Daniels. He has become a very vocal and outspoken defensive leader in just his third year.
Must be pretty good if it's got a Daniels as a last name.
Yeah, I like it, that's for sure. No relation, though. But he's playing at about 9,000 RPMs in camp. He's a high-energy guy that I think is going to turn into the feature guy along with B.J. Raji now at the nose tackle on that defensive line. That's one to watch, number 76.
He's Mark Daniels, WNFL Radio in Green Bay here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So news came out yesterday that the Packers are going to make it official, and I think everybody feels that it's the right move, that Brett Favre is going to have his number retired. How are the fans there in the belly of the beast feeling about this reconciliation?
Very happy about it. I think there's still a few who will never forgive Favre for wearing purple. He didn't look good in it anyway. But
no, he didn't.
You know, the differences have been reconciled. It was an ugly divorce. It was misplayed on both ends. Favre tried to strong arm his way back after deciding against retirement. The Packers were steadfast that it was Aaron Rodgers' turn. Sorry, Brett. We're going to move on, and if you want to come back to us, Rodgers is going to be the guy, and you're going to have to compete. And so Thompson really had no choice but to deal him, and he wasn't going to trade him to where he wanted to go originally, and that was Minnesota. You're just not going to do that in the division. So he went off to the Jets. That did not go well. Just ask Jen Sturger.
And off to Minnesota. I knew that was coming. Good one.
Yeah, okay. And then off to Minnesota, where Brad Childress was his personal chauffeur. He came within a whisper of getting to the Super Bowl, had a great year in 2009, but got just so beat up in 2010 that it ended. I think It's been 6 years, almost to the day, since Favre tried to come out of retirement in Green Bay, and the deal was made. And so, yeah, everyone's pretty well past that.
They should be.
It was not a matter of if, but when. And they tried last year to get him up here in Green Bay, but he was still coaching his North Hancock High Eagles to the state championship as the offensive coordinator. So it just didn't happen. Bob Harlan, the former Packer president, very close to Brett. He was here throughout his tenure. Was really a guy that I think kind of brought everybody together. And so the Hall of Fame, an independent thing to the Packers. He's up this year or next year, but eligible for the first time. And so they just decided to dovetail it all together, retire his number, get him in the Hall on the same night, come back later in the fall, and have the ceremony in Lambeau Field with their facade with the Ring of Honor. They only have 5 retired numbers. Mm-hmm. I think the Bears have 20. So this is a really special deal,
sure.
And it will be special. And Favre talked to us yesterday from Hattiesburg. He was really comfortable, relaxed, and looking forward to it, knowing his career was defined by what he did for 16 years in Green Bay, not 29
right.
games in Minnesota.
Exactly.
For a dreadful season in New York.
Has he been around Green Bay at all since he retired?
No. Has not set foot, I don't think, in the state of Wisconsin since the end, until the last trip with the Vikings to Lambeau.
Sure.
No, I don't think he's been up here. Like I said, he did want to get up here last year. He's thinking maybe of coming up, just trying to, melt the ice. I don't think there's much left to be melted. Sometime this season, perhaps, just take part in an event or be an honorary captain or just wave because, there's still vast majority of fans that revere the guy as well.
Good.
They should.
Yep.
And only a few that are harboring ill will towards him for jilting the Packers, so to speak.
Totally
they forget
agree.
That he won 3 MVPs in a Super Bowl and never missed a game
right.
in 16 years. That's just
right.
unfathomable. So.
Alrighty. Good stuff, Mark, as always. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you again as we get to this NFL season underway, and we appreciate the time out there in Green Bay.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, Mark.
See you, Mark.
Mark Daniels, WNFL. I totally agree with him. Even as Vikings fans, we all agree he should be having his number retired.